USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At Mount Rushmore, President Donald Trump gave his 4th of July speech to an enthusiastic crowd. And during the speech, he warned that protesters who destroy monuments would be punished to the fullest extent of the law, and that he's planning some brand new monuments for the United States.
I am signing an executive order to establish the National Guard of American Heroes, a vast outdoor park that will feature the statues of the greatest Americans to ever live.
And in the president's motivational speech, he reminded Americans that we will make it through these tough times.
America's future is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
Enjoy your 4th of July. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As America works its way through the coronavirus pandemic on this 4th of July, President Donald Trump wanted to remind Americans where the virus came from and that China needs to be held accountable.
China's secrecy, deceptions, and cover-up allowed it to spread all over the world. 189 countries. And China must be held fully accountable.
And despite the jump in new coronavirus cases, President Trump feels like a vaccine is just around the corner.
I want to send our thanks to the scientists and researchers around the country and even around the world who are at the forefront of our historic effort to rapidly develop and deliver life-saving treatments. We are unleashing our nation's scientific brilliance and will likely have a therapeutic and/or vaccine solution long before the end of the year.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
With teams in two sports taking a second look at names deemed offensive to Native Americans, the Atlanta Braves have given no indication on whether they're willing to consider a similar change. The Cleveland Indians said they're reconsidering their nickname following their furor over the NFL Washington Redskins name. The Braves released a statement saying the team honors, supports, and values the Native American community, and that will never change. The Braves also said they have much work to do on and off the field in this matter. The Braves have not said if they will continue to encourage the tomahawk chop done at games during the season. The chant caused a stir last year in the NL Division Series loss to the St. Louis Cardinals. In America, you can get almost anything in a drive-thru, and now that includes one very happy spiel, the Oath of Allegiance to become a United States citizen. As crazy as that seems, this is how the American dream now starts. Immigrants who have completed all the requirements of citizenship are pulling into parking lots from San Diego to Des Moines to Detroit for socially distant naturalization ceremonies. In Albany, New York, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services minted 59 brand new Americans, all from the cabins of their cars. When the coronavirus pandemic put a hold on naturalization ceremonies in March, it left a backlog of thousands of people who had qualified to become citizens but had not been officially able to swear the oath of allegiance, the final step in the often year-long process. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.